From the word of the Lord, as it is written in the book of Numbers, portions of chapter 13 and 14. And Moses sent the 12 spies to explore the land of Canaan, and they returned from exploring the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the sons of Israel, to the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, and returned with word to them, to all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they described it to him and said, "We came to the land where thou didst send us, and it even flows with milk and honey, and this is her fruit. Nonetheless, the people are strong dwelling in the land, and the cities are fortified and very great, and also we saw the children of the Anakim there." And Caleb made the people keep silent before Moses and said, "Going up, let us go up, possess it, for prevailing we shall prevail over it." But the men who went up with him said, "We are not able to go against the people, for they are stronger than we." And Yahuwah spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, "Your corpses shall fall in this wilderness, and all who were numbered of you, according to all your number, from a son of 20 years and upward, who have murmured against me. Doubtless you shall not come into the land, concerning which I lifted my hand to cause you to inhabit within her, except Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun. But your infants, whom you said should be a plunder, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which you have rejected. But you, your corpses, shall fall in this wilderness, and your sons shall pasture in the wilderness 40 years and carry your harlotries until your corpses be entirely consumed in the wilderness. After the number of days that you have explored the land, 40 days, a day to a year. A day to a year you shall bear your iniquities 40 years, and you shall know my disallowing. I, Yahuwah, have spoken. I will surely do this to all the evil congregation who have congregated against me. In this wilderness they shall be entirely consumed, and there they shall die." Reading further from the word of the Lord, as it is written in his second coming, in a portion of the work Apocalypse Explained, passage 653. In a word, a man must first enrich the memory with knowledges. Afterwards, by these, his understanding must be cultivated. And finally, the will. The memory belongs to the natural man, the understanding to the rational, and the will to the spiritual. This is the way of man's reformation and regeneration. This is why the sons of Israel were first led into Egypt, afterwards into the wilderness to undergo temptations, and finally into the land of Canaan. For as has been said, they were to represent the church from its first rise to its last end. Their abiding and sojourning in Egypt represented the instruction of the natural man. Their wanderings 40 years in the wilderness represented the temptations by which the rational man is formed. And the land of Canaan, into which they were finally brought, represented the church, which, regarded in itself, is spiritual. But they who are not willing to be reformed and regenerated stop at the first stage and remain natural. And this is why the sons of Israel, who were not willing, so often desired to return to Egypt, which desire of theirs is frequently mentioned in the book of Exodus. For they were natural, and were scarcely capable of becoming spiritual. And yet, they were to represent those things that belong to the spiritual church. For this reason, they were led into Egypt, and afterwards into the wilderness, and finally into the land of Canaan, thus representing the rise, progress, and final establishment of the church with man. Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.